This is KCUR. I'm Jenny Witte. Artist Jane Booth specializes in large, abstract paintings. And when she outgrew her workspace, she created one that could expand her reach. KCUR's Julie Denishay visited Jane Booth's new studio as part of our occasional series called Tools of the Trade, about artists and their relationship to the tools that make their work possible.
Jane Booth is out on the back porch of her metal studio in Spring Hill, Kansas. It's early morning and she's dressed for work. Jeans and a smock splashed with layers of paint. The prairie is alive with birds and Booth is just starting a new painting. As pigment moves across the fabric, Booth begins to get excited about what she sees.
I mean, you know, can you even stand it? I just love what happened right there. Where that water is and isn't. So, we'll come back in a little while.
Booth picks up a bucket and a few brushes and steps through the sliding glass doors into her studio. Large-scale, colorful canvases hang from the high walls. Booth says she's always been drawn to painting on a grand scale, but until her studio was completed last year, her desire to create was constrained.
And so I painted on the floor of my living room in the winters, and I painted on a porch in the summers, falls, and spring. But my work kept getting larger and larger. So I began to work on a basketball court outside, and immediately the work changed. It was that felt space, that endless space.
While working out of doors allowed Booth to spread her wings, she lost more than a few paintings to the changeable Kansas weather.
One time I had a 17-foot canvas that was wet with paint, and a sudden wind came up, and a mulberry tree in 5 minutes lost all of its leaves. The leaves all blew onto my 17-foot canvas, and there they still are. There's nothing you can do about that.
Despite losing a few canvases, Booth says the thrill of creating big paintings kept her work outsized. But eventually, she had to make the decision to invest in a space large enough to house the work she wanted to create.
It was certainly a decision that small businesses have to make, where do you invest before you can afford to, in order that your business can grow, or do you stay where you are and keep your expenses low and just work within your means? And I just couldn't stop, but to make that leap. It was just a force that just kept moving towards building this studio.
Booth says the studio has opened up new possibilities.
The first painting I painted in here was a 24-foot painting, and it was like a wonderful sign that everything was going to be okay, because here I had this space. It was raw. There was no sheetrock up. There were no windows in. There were no doors in. We just had plywood. Immediately, I could begin to see the beauty of it because I had the canvas rolled out on the floor, I had it wet, and to pin it up on the wall and sit back across 40 feet and look at it was an ecstatic moment.
Now Booth says she has everything she needs at her fingertips.
This studio it's a tool. It's this huge tool, and it makes everything around the process of painting and of creating quieter, and the process of painting and creating be the focus. So it's a pure, concentrated way of seeing and of working, and it's divine.
As Booth rolls out another canvas on the floor, she is beginning a new chapter in her work in a space large enough to contain it. Julie Denishay, KCUR News.